Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm going to get to these Bo Bichette callers in a second. But I mean, I'll tell you what. Shut up. You shut up. Kenny, I want to bring you to the main stage. Is there something in the water in Ann Arbor that they not only say those things, but they get away with saying them? In what world do you say you're not concerned about replacing? Mason Graham was a phenomenal football player. Kenneth Grant was a great football player. And then the best part, Esposito, I think he was Western's D-line coach, you talk about the defense is going to be like 23. Oh, you mean when you cheated?
I've always looked at Michigan and Ann Arbor specifically being like, oh, everything's awesome all the time, and we're going to tell our fan base everything is awesome, and everything will stay awesome no matter what you think or say.
But it's just, it's insane. Like, even if you think, listen, we've got a new set of players, we really like our guys, we think this can be a really good defense this fall. That's fine. Yeah. To say it the way he said, it's like, is there something in the water? Do they give you a guide on how to speak when you're hired down there?
I mean, two first-rounders, two guys who really made an impact on that defense, two guys that basically kept you in games that without those two, you probably got a losing record. Like, they were that integral to the team last year.
Amazing.
And it's a little dismissive. Like, oh, yeah, we'll just find somebody. Like, it normally doesn't happen that way that you replace first-rounders with first-rounders. Like, yes, Georgia does it at certain positions because they're locked in.
Rico, he referred back to a year they're currently under investigation for. Can we just say the quiet part out loud?
Okay. You know what?
It's unbelievable to me. That's all. I don't know. I got to sprinkle whatever he puts in his oatmeal in mine.
It was funny because when Luke said that, we both just stopped and looked at each other like, wait. I'm sorry, what?
Did he just basically be like, yeah, I don't care, Mason Graham, whatever. Mason Graham was my favorite football player in college football last year.
We'll replace him.
Well, to be fair, he said there's no player on the current roster quite like Graham, but they have the depth to replace all of this. And
say the last part. Say it. Don't make me turn into Sam Kinison and back to school. Say it! Say it!
He also said they're confident in their ability to replace him.
And you're going to make it more like when you were cheating. Just say it.
He did bring up that year.
You can't say that. It'd be like Rhett Lashley saying, yeah, man, we're going to kick it like it's 1984 at SMU. You can't do that.
He did, in fact, bring that year up. Yes.
Oh, man, never change. Whatever. Until my program can learn to win 6 games, I can't say nothing. All right. Why did I say Bo Bichette to start the hour? Because Jeff Passan listed him as your trade target as a buyer at the deadline. Optimize the machine is how he put it. Kenny wants to throw Trey Sweeney in the ocean. He's had enough. Bichette represents a right-handed bat with an 800 OPS profile for a career, about 760 this year. He wasn't good in April, was great in May, 7 home runs. Is he a great defensive player? No. He's not Gleyber Torres either. He's fine enough. Limited range, but he's fine enough. Don't you believe that's the type of move you need to make? And we all want to see them get a reliever. Why? Because I'd like A.J. Hinch to have another lever to pull. You know, and I don't want to rely on, you know, George Brebbia or whatever the hell his name is. I want a demon coming out of that pen. And again, when A.J. deploys him, his prerogative. You're never going to have this set closer thing.
Correct.
But the bullpen arm can wait. The Bo Bichette thing
is just... But it's okay if we get both, just for listeners out there.
The whole idea is Bichette's on a rental. He's going to be a free agent. Toronto hasn't got him locked up. They're going to trade him. It won't cost that much. It won't cost you any of your top five prospects. And if they ask for it, hang up the phone. Bo Bichette. Now, again, we've agreed. We got to get him a wig or something. We need his old locks back. I don't like the haircut, Bo.
I'm okay with the hair, but you know what? I'll stand down.
Bottom line, well, hey, do you know what cost Tibbs his job today? Tom Thibodeau, fired in New York.
The Knicks underachieved, and they were the favorites to beat the Pacers.
No, it was that little pigtail curly cue on the top of his head.
I'm not acknowledging that.
It was that haircut.
I'm not acknowledging
you
that.
You don't have to acknowledge it. The world sees it.
Is that what they said? Hey, Tibbs.
100%.
I'm going to call you in the office. Here's a razor. Either you shave it.
Just bald is gone. Beautiful. He'd be fine.
Can't win with a curly cue haircut.
Listen, or Tibbs could have gone to Turkey and come back looking like Prince. Those hair transplant things they're doing over there. I mean, my God, he could have done whatever he wanted. He could have come back looking like Chappelle playing Prince when they played the pickup game with Charlie Murphy. He could do whatever he wants. It doesn't have to be this way, Tom.
I think at that point, every New York writer would have been like, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa. Wait, I was going to ask you about Cat, right. But hold on.
What, Ryan Day gets away with it, why couldn't Tibbs?
You mean his beard isn't naturally that dark?
Definitely not. Guy rolled into camp 3 years ago with the Exxon Valdez on his chin. Get out of here. The point is, Bo Bichette should be a Tiger. I'd love to hear your vote and your reasons why. Just telling you, man.
The rules.
It's crazy. Just shave your damn head. Wait, at that point.
Well, I'm just imagining as a general manager. So, Tibbs, I really need you to shave your head. Just go bald.
Or
you're fired.
There it is.
Well, really? I'm not going to shave.
Okay, think about this. What hair product was Tibbs putting in that? In the three strands of hair that were up there. There was hair product in there.
I was about to say, bro, that's just spit right there. Just go right. That's all that is.
Tibbs, listen, I'm just telling you. Someone in his life should be like, Tom, we love you.
Right.
Just shave your damn head, or we're going to send you to Istanbul. You're going to come back looking like Fabio.
If he walked into a store trying to purchase any hair care product, you know what? No, put it back.
Right, like he picks up the hairspray. For what? Does he hold up the singular hair and...
Is this for your wife? No, it's for me. Put it back.
Just for men. For what? That's not for your scalp, sir. That's for the hair.
Right. You know what? Here's a Sharpie, okay? Just go ahead.
I just think it hurt his job prospects.
Color in those three strands. You don't need to
look at it. Look at it. Look at it. That's ridiculous. Come on, man. You're better than that, Tibbs. I mean,
maybe that's his trademark, man. It's like...
What is? You know, look at that.
It's like Michael Strahan and the tooth thing. Maybe that's his trademark.
Rico, I just like the idea of a GM sitting in his office looking at the list of rules going, all right, so they can't be bald, they can't be curly Q, they can't be ginger, they can't have too, they might have too long hair.
Can you imagine? He's on the phone with the president. So let me get this straight. This is a fireable offense. Not losing to the Pacers. This is fire.
I'm just saying, Tibbs, just pick a direction, you keep your gig. You go to Turkey, you come back looking like Prince. Or you shave the damn thing, and we move down the road. But we can't look at that for another year. It's absurd. It makes Gene Cady's hair from back in the day look stylish.
You going to make him take Jalen Brunson with him?
No.
Okay.
That's just a receding hairline.
Okay.
He's doing the best he can. He's got like the mini dreads. What do you call those?
The braids.
That adds like a distraction mechanism. It takes away from like the... He's turning into like Stephen A. Smith.
Mm-hmm. But he's got the distraction because there's more things happening.
Is it a 2-for-1? Like, you know what? Take Jalen with you, and maybe we'll win.
The Knicks do turkey.
Right.
Whatever.
You know what? Maybe they play a game over in Istanbul.
You know what they're going to do now, by the way. You know they're going to trade Karl Anthony Towns. They finally have a good team, and they've kind of put something together. They're going to blow it up.
Oh, anonymous sources have already come out about how they were upset about his defense and all that other stuff.
Yep. Then there's a big kerfuffle in New York right now because Giannotti on The Fan called Towns a losing player, and Carl Banks, like, lost his mind. And it's like, he kind of is, Carl.
Well, since we're doing that, you know who they're talking about making that trade for Cat.
Yeah, hold on. More failing follicles. KD?
Yes!
You can have them. Oh, God. Good. That's why they had to get rid of Tibbs.
KD.
Couldn't put those two in a hole.
Actually talking about swapping those two out. So
that'd be an insane move. Why would you trade for a 35-year-old, largely washed scorer for Cat, who still, deep down, the ability is there. He still is 24-10. Because he still will go through phases of being a post-up guy.
Because, Mike, you know it's New York. Somebody has to be the scapegoat. Somebody has to be the fall guy.
Then
it's
know who Cat. It should be? It should be Mikal Bridges. Gave up 5 first-round picks for him.
But Cat already had that reputation. So now you're going to bring him in. You ship him off to the desert. You bring in KD. It's all good.
I will laugh my ass off as the Pistons finish higher than that team. KD's poison.
I know. You know what? It's not the topic I was going to
say. I know.
No, I was going to say, you know what? Should the Pistons go after
who?
Cat?
I don't think you have what it takes to get him.
All right. We'll talk about that later.
And you know what? Fans here would never accept him.
Really?
No, he doesn't start fights and things.
But that's what you got Beef Stew for. He'll be the good cop.
You'd have callers calling in saying, we can't take Beef Stew's minutes from him for Cat. That's the town we live in.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, to the callers, we'll catch up on Ticket Text momentarily. I'm sorry we goofed around here for a few minutes. Truly. The Bo Bichette thing is the topic.
I got nothing to say. Let's go right into
okay,
Bo.
We'll just go to Andrew 97.1. Andrew, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Andrew. What's up?
Yeah, good. Something that I've been really tired of watching is the Tigers struggle to even scratch across a hit against any pitcher that has any sort of pedigree. So, to me, training for Bo Bichette is a no-brainer because in a lot of these one-run games that the Tigers have been winning recently, those can flip in an instant.
Yes.
And so it's going to be important to get these bats as we try to make a push not only throughout the rest of the season, but also in the playoffs. But if you'd like, I'll actually take you a step further. And it's with a guy who is well known as AJ Hinch's chess piece, and that's Andy Ibañez. Talk about a guy who's extremely regressed against left-handed pitching. I mean, that was supposed to be his entire role on this team.
Right.
And he's now not even able to hit left-handed pitching at all. And so I'd like to go for a guy, let's say, like Brent Rooker, or maybe a guy who could go for a change of scenery is Adolis Garcia. I know he's struggled a little bit this season, but maybe the change of scenery would help him. But beyond even looking for a change at shortstop, I also think that if we are going to make a deep run in the playoffs, we got to deal with this Andy Ibañez situation, because he's just been an absolute hole. And if I have to hear Jason Benetti call him our chess piece one more time, I think I'm going
to
lose it.
Well, so. Look, I'm trying to be nice. Here's the nicest way I can put this. When I hear Benetti on a national broadcast, it's phenomenal. And I'll leave it there. Whatever this is, I don't know what to tell you.
This is...
when he's on a national, he's tremendous. And I'll leave it there. And as far as everything the caller just had to say, I don't disagree. I don't love some of the names. Look, Brent Rooker can really hit but can't play the field. Adolis Garcia, very up and down. I think the Bichette thing, shortstop, right-handed, hitter, it just... that fits the profile. I like the expiring nature of it. That's where I would be.
And as Kenny put it, you know, you move here, it's a change of scenery. You don't have to be the man if you come to the Tigers. You can just be one of the guys. Expectation comes down a little bit, but I'm playing for a contract in the offseason, so I have a little bit of a fire, and the Tigers will get to benefit from that.
Go to Matt, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, bud?
Guys, love the show. Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, there was some talk earlier about why this team won't pull the trigger on a big gun or a big name. I think the previous administration, Mr. I, he was almost 90 or however the hell old he was. He had pressure. He had internal pressure to try and get a ring. The Illich kids, I think they're managing it more like a business.
Matt, now it kills me because now I got to defend them. Did they not go out and offer Alex Bregman a deal with more term and more money than anybody else?
Well, they did after they ate a big old crap burger on Javi Baez.
But they opted to try. I can't call them cheap. I think you're missing it here, Matt. It's not a money thing. I think if you want to blame anything, it is almost like the Iserman angle to it. There's a rigid nature to their plan. I think they are hesitant to make a big swing. Now, if they get to this trade deadline, Matt, I don't care if they have the best record in the history of baseball. You buy. You go in and you buy. You get another reliever. You get a right-handed bat. If they don't make that move at the deadline, that's criminal. But I don't think it's a money thing. Because none of the players... Look, Bo Bichette, that's not a money thing. He's an expiring player. I can't get on an organization. Like, we took a call last week, Matty. Guy calls up about Raviel Devers. You're not taking a 10-year deal. Yeah. Guy's on hook for $331 million. I'm not trading for that. That has nothing to do with the Illiches. That's common sense. So, Matt, I don't want to conflate the two things. If we talk, look, if they didn't make that offer to Bregman, look, I didn't like it, but did they or did they not blow the better part of $20 million on Alex Cobb? They did.
No, they did.
Did they sign Gleyber Torres? They did. I can't play that game.
Right. If you took Devers, you basically married him. He's here for a while.
And I'm defending them not doing it. If you're telling me they don't have an urgency, then it would be a lot like Brad Holmes. Yeah. I think Scott Harris and Brad Holmes, they are rigid to what their plan is. And if it works, they're going to be heroes. And if it doesn't, they will have wasted a lot of time. I don't think the Bo Bichette thing's an all-in thing.
No, it's not.
This isn't the Padres trading for Juan Soto midstream.
No.
This isn't the Yankees acquiring Randy Johnson back in the day. This isn't that. Oh, my God, Roger Clemens is in George's box. This is not that type of move. It's an expiring player.
I remember that.
Do we still have that clip anywhere in the system?
I'm about to look for it now.
That is still one of the most disastrous broadcast moments ever. Unbelievable.
Unless Susan Waldman. Yankee fan.
No, it was awful as a Yankee fan who was watching it live with his dad. Awful.
You weren't excited?
Not dead. Not like this. No, when I was a kid, I think I was like 13. And the Yankees, it might have been 12. The Yankees traded for Cecil Fielder. And I'll never forget it. I think the Yankees were in Anaheim to play the Angels. And my dad had gone to bed. And I'm watching the Yankees. It's a West Coast trip. And it's on MSG. And it's live while the game is going on. They traded for Cecil Fielder, who terrorized the Yankees. I did. I woke up my dad for that. I got in big trouble. My mom was pissed. I go, but we got Cecil Fielder. That did not resonate.
They woke up in a panic. Is the house on fire?
No, we just acquired 51 home runs. This is it. Oh, my God, that's disgraceful. Okay, we'll move on.
I'm just imagining little Mikey breaking into the room. But, Dad, wake up. Your mother, like, that's your son.
It was a big deal. Cecil was a good player.
That is your son right there. You deal with it. I'm going back to sleep.
When our best power hitter was Ruben Sierra. Okay, wow. We needed Cecil.
Remember Ruben Sierra.
Yeah, so do I. What a blessing. Let's go to Josh. 97.1. Josh, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Mike. Rico, how are you?
Good,
hey.
Pal.
I would, on the Bichette topic, I would definitely do that. I think it's a good fit just for the rental aspect of it. And like you said, I don't think it would cost much. I was wondering if I could throw out a different name that I think would fit organizationally a little better.
Sure.
I know with how bad the Orioles are, they might be looking to trade, and I think Jordan Westberg would be a perfect fit for the Tigers.
If the Orioles are willing to deal him, I'm all willing to listen, but he's going to be a very, 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 very expensive piece. Because I will have to look it up, Josh, if you don't have it. How much term does he have left?
I believe he's under team control for another 2 or 3 years.
Oh, yeah, you're going to pay the piper on that one, Josh. I love him. I'd be all for it.
I think with the lack of any organizational third baseman in our organization, I think it would be a perfect fit. I do agree you'd probably have to give up a lot, but I think if you trade maybe one or two lower-end top 100 guys we have, I think it would be a great fit, and it would build this team a lot better.
No, and again, he's been banged up. He hadn't had a good year. You could buy low. I look at what he did last year, and you go, yeah, I could use that type of player. Again, it's another 800 OPS guy. Look, Josh, I love the creativity. I will absolutely leave it to Scott Harris and that borderline brilliant baseball staff to figure out who they want. Mm-hmm. My whole point is Jeff Passan writes the piece. You can't get comfortable. You know, you're beating up on all these pinatas, these lousy teams in this AL. We got to be buyers. And I think that was Passan's point. And the Bo Bichette thing was an expiring player, cheap, prove it deal. He's got the pedigree. He fits what you need. And it makes Kenny happy because Kenny, I don't know that I've met anyone who likes Trey Sweeney less than Kenny Cott.
No, I'm with you. Because at some point, the way they're playing, you have to start saying, we got to build a team to beat the Dodgers. We got to be able to go into LA if we play in that WS.
It's no different than what we talk about with like college in the NIL era. And forget about Michigan State. But like, let's say you're a Michigan fan or an Ohio State fan. When you are evaluating NIL moves and where to allocate your resources, that's all trades are. Are you going to help me beat Georgia or not? If you're not capable of doing that, why the hell am I recruiting you? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with a trade. Are you going to help me beat the Dodgers? Yes or no?
Yeah, because that's what it really boils down to. Because
oh, my right God. Now, I'm sorry.
I'm still imagining you waking up Big G.
Dude, it was big news. Cecil was a big deal.
He probably woke up thinking the house was on fire.
Oh, man. Oh, God. It's even scarier when you think that was over 30 years ago. Seriously.
How old were you?
God, I had to 13. Be, what, 12 maybe? Maybe 12? I mean, what year was this?
I can just imagine the look on his face like... Mikey, we're going to talk in the morning.
Yeah, I know.
Okay? But right now, get the hell out of the room.
Get the hell out of my room.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. By the way, tomorrow we're going to have some fun. Kenny and Evan, because I see Evan back there. Real quick for the listeners. Tomorrow, I'm going to need one of yous. You got to be rolling on whatever the hell's going on in East Lansing at 3 o'clock. I got to hear from this new AD, and I'm going to grade the press conference. I want him to go one step short of throwing a chair at that football program.
So we could probably just roll in clown music right now. Yeah. And that would
no, this guy's actually got a very good resume.
His name is Jay. The letter J, dude.
That's what's the problem?
I can't trust a guy with one letter names.
What about like...
Who? Name one.
M. Night Shyamalan, the movie person.
But it's M, period.
Oh, okay. It's, look, I got nothing.
The other guy that had an R, huh?
I thought it was J, period.
I don't.
No, it's just J.
Okay, everybody just relax. You could call
you
him.
You asked me.
I said I don't care if his name is Snoopy. He's got a damn good resume.
You would care if his name was
well,
Snoopy.
Well, it beats Paul Blart Mall Cop, who we had. We have a real AD. I want him to throw the gauntlet down tomorrow. I want him to go up to the podium and be like, Jonathan Smith, are you awake? Don't care. Nine wins or pack your stuff.
But you know you're not getting that.
Evan, he's just setting himself up for
that's
disappointment.
That's what I'm saying. You're not going to say, prestigious university, great football program.
You know, a lot of wins. I want him to go to the podium.
It reminds me of a scene in Animal House. Like, you know what? Just let him talk. You know what? Just let him
You know
go.
What I want him to do? I love this place, except that dump of a football stadium. And we're going to fix it. We are going to make Spartan Stadium great again. A lot of money.
He comes in with a red hat and it says that. What number AD is
make,
he? He'll have the number
Spartan,
on the side.
Make Spartan football great again.
You're going to be so disappointed tomorrow.
A lot of wins.
I'm here for you.
Possibly the most wins.
I'm here for you.
The best wins ever? All right. Take. But that presser's at 3 and we're doing one segment on it. I want audio. That's all.
Video stream probably won't work.
And a major operation up there in EL, huh? Okay. All right, go ahead.
You got it out of your system.
Yeah. Right. First question. Hi, it's Ernie the Can Man from WLNS.
I think he's dead, but okay.
Ernie's eternal.
Okay.
Carry on. If you're a Spartan who went to school in the 90s, you know about Ernie the Can Man.
It was big news. Cecil was a huge part of the 96 champs. I would have woke my dad up too, LOL.
Right, jeez, you know? Listen, what was worse, that or when I bought him Sunday ticket to watch the Giants this year?
I think waking him up in the middle of the night.
I may as well have hit him with a chair.
Waking him up. No, that was ding dong. And then you kick him in the balls.
Yeah. Ding dong.
No, because he probably asked for that. Waking him up in the middle of the night, he probably freaked out. Was like, what the heck's going on? We got Cecil. Are you serious?
I think it's important news. Myself.
He's a huge Yankee fan.
So, David, as a father, your kid comes running in there and wakes you up
If the Tigers trade for Bo Bichette and your kid wakes you up and it's 11:45 at night, Tigers are on the West Coast, and he goes, Dad, we got Bo Bichette. You're going to be mad at your kid?
I kind of expect that with my kids nowadays.
Thank you.
Something big happens in sports, they're going to wake me up for it.
Rico wakes me up when we get a transfer from Hope College to MSU football.
You done?
Yeah, I'm good.
Are you sure?
I think so.
I think you got one more in you. Go ahead.
I'll save it for tomorrow at 3.
No. Let's get it all out right now.
I'm good. We're going to win so much.
I don't call you at all for anything.
A lot of wins.
As a matter of fact, Kenny, I'm glad he's not on social media. I'm like, let's just hope this one goes right past Mike and he doesn't even notice it.
What happens?
No, I'm saying like when they get a transfer, I'm just like, I'm not going to tell Mike. Let's hope Mike doesn't even know.
Did they get a transfer? Worth anything?
As I told Mike.
I'm staying out of this.
David, as I told Mike, I'm going to wait to see.
I know.
I don't know what they're doing.
I think, well.
No.
A lot of confusion. Kenny, you got to help me out. It's your invitation.
I just love how it's infected the show. Maybe a little bit too much of the impression.
Okay. All right. Let's just keep it going. David, go ahead. Now we'll get to a football today.
Oh, my gosh. Someone says it sounds like you guys took two gummies each before the show.
Now, see, Evan has the party time gummies. I take them. I'm in a coffin. I go to sleep. Like, that's sleepy time stuff. Now, the Evan slot machine gummies, that's a whole different ballgame. I don't mess with that. That's not for me.
Bet you Izzo speaks tomorrow. He also needs to go. Bo Bichette, go get him, whatever it takes, but I doubt it that Harris will do it. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, listen, it's why I asked you guys, and many of you said no for a multitude of reasons, none of which I respect.
A lot
of reasons.
You know the first question tomorrow is going to be about a green tie, Randy in a car.
Listen, that's why I want to grade the press conference. So many of these press conferences across America are so corny, and they're so ridiculous. You know what I want him to do? I want him to show up like a CEO. I want him to fire three people at the podium. I want him to talk about winning championships and how this is a rat program that needs fixing and I'm here to fix it.
Okay,
he shows up in a Thanos glove.
You'll get one of those four things. He'll probably get the championship.
He'll fire three people?
He won't fire three people.
Damn it.
There will be no Thanos glove.
Can you imagine if they had the overhead projector and he puts up a picture of a random person? Like, who's that? Don't matter. He don't work here no more.
If you see your face up on this board,
you're gone. Kindly leave
and go to your office.
Leave.
As a matter of fact, don't even go to your office. It's already being cleaned out as we speak.
The press conference is over. If you see your face on this TV screen, you're gone.
If I did not mention your name,
right? It's like the movie Rudy. Make them go to the wall and check the list to see if they're dressing. And if your name's not on the list, you've been fired. Get out.
You just kind of go down the list of every coach at every program. If I didn't mention you,
and all he has to say is, if you were any good at your job, I wouldn't have gotten my job. Get out.
Yeah, you're going to hear championships. You're not going to see a Thanos glove. I don't think anybody gets fired.
Is Jonathan Smith aware there's a press conference tomorrow?
I think he's aware.
Jonathan Smith is at the press conference.
Yes. I was really hoping it was going to be in the morning because I wanted to go to the press conference.
You don't, because we would have done to you what you did to Costa. Oh, Rico Beard from 97.1 MF. So listen.
What did Costa do?
Oh, I would have loved it. We would have played your question 800 times. Be glad it's at 3. You don't want no part of that.
No, I wanted to see. I'll
tell you what. Why don't you go and join me at 4?
There's no way I can join you at 4.
Take the helicopter, the Fox Chopper.
Okay. But I'm just going to land right here in the parking lot.
Who the hell cares? There ain't nobody here. By 4 o'clock in the afternoon, this office is empty. You can park it in the sales floor.
All right, let me call.
Nobody would notice.
The cars are just driving by the window.
Hey, guys, Fox, need a favor. Need a chopper tomorrow.
True or false? You didn't. You piloted that thing for a decade.
I didn't. I rode in it.
Same thing. You learned how to fly it. Fly up there. Go to the presser. Come back live.
Okay.
If you want to go to the presser, go. As long as you come back and you're ready to talk about it.
I wouldn't make it back in time.
There's plenty of space right there behind me in the parking lot. Landed right there.
If I had the chopper, yes. Other than that, there's no way I'm making it back.
Buddy, you could park it right in the middle of the digital cubicle. There ain't nobody here. Just land the chopper.
Mike's on that ooh-wee today. You on that ooh-wee.
All right. Let's get
some pizza.
How about a new roof? That's okay. Always fun. Picking the right roofer. Tough decision. Victor's is going to try to make it easier for you with a customer concierge team. Follow up promptly. Answer your questions. Keep you in the loop. Installers who install to a perfect roof the first time. It means you can get new windows for your home. You'll save money while you do it. That's why they offer a 50. All right, let's touch the table with a little bit of football. David is very excited to present this. He was all hopped up in the pre-show. So you play the music, but you got to explain what we're doing here.
So what we're doing here, I love this this bed. ESPN needs to go back to this one. So we're going to go through the 12 schools with the most players in the College Football Hall of Fame. There are 12 schools here, and I want to know, I want you all to think within, and I want you to give yourself an over-under, and we're going to go back and forth, and then we'll see who wins in the end.
Of how many we can name?
How many you think you can name?
5.5.
You know what? I'm going to go 4.5.
Really?
Because you know why? Because it's
always the same schools.
No, because it's probably going to be like schools that don't even exist anymore.
Oh, like University of Chicago, right. Stuff like that. All right, we can give it a shot. Well, who do you want to start with?
Let's start with Rico. Give me your first guess, sir.
First guess, I'm going to go USC.
You are correct. USC is on the list.
That many Heisman Trophy winners?
They have 34. Players and
right.
Coaches in the Hall of Fame.
Let's get it out of the way. It's a popularity contest. Michigan.
Michigan is on the list. Michigan has 33 players.
Again, just think this.
Right.
It's not even a deserving. It's just a popularity contest.
So if that's the case, then we go Texas.
Texas is on the list at 23.
And, you know, it's interesting. There's that big of a gap. People forget, though. I mean, Texas went a long time without really being Texas.
Yeah.
Look up the James Brown years. Those were fun. All right, let's just... Ohio State.
Ohio State, yes, is on the list.
How many?
They have 28.
All right, so still a gap between them and U of M.
Let's go Alabama.
Bama is on the list.
You sound disappointed we're getting these right.
I kind of am. I thought you were going to get them wrong. 21. It will end soon, though. I know it will. 21.
Hold on. It'll end soon. I know it will. Huh. Okay. Let me do this. I'm gonna take one for the team here.
No.
No, this is out of the box because I think this College Football Hall of Fame goes back to what year? Okay, so I want to make sure. How about a school? They had a long gap of relevance, but man, in the 70s and obviously early 2000s. What about Oklahoma?
I didn't think you were going there, going way back. But yeah, Oklahoma is on the list.
Yes.
That was actually 24. My next pick.
24. Okay, Sooner Schooner.
I was going with Oklahoma. So
now we're screwed.
I'm gonna go with a school that
how many left before you guess. How many are left on this list?
Is it six, I believe?
Six left.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with a school that had a ton of success, but it started in the 80s. I'm going to go with Miami.
Miami is not on this list.
Okay. See, here's the problem. I'm going to guess another school that I always associate with the 80s. And I hate their guts, and it's a cult, and I hate their current coach. But damn, have they put a lot of players in the pros, and I think they've got the legendary profile. We are Penn State.
Penn State is not on this list.
So we've got to think old school.
Okay, so if that's the case, Mike, I'm going to go with the other half of Oklahoma.
Oklahoma State?
Nebraska.
Oh, I'm like, what?
Nebraska is not on this list.
All right, you're down to your last strike. All right, here, I'll do this. Here, this is like, oh, Mike likes these idiots. Actually, wait a minute. Time out. I've had a thought. Notre Dame. You didn't guess Notre Dame.
Oh, my God.
Notre Dame.
Oh, my God.
They're old.
I was wondering where this was, where the guess was. Yeah, Notre Dame is number one on this list with 49.
All right. Yes. Then the next go around, like, I'll do a stupid one.
What are we doing here? How did no one say Notre Dame yet?
Easy for you to say.
I'm looking at it. I know.
They're not in the conference. So I'm thinking I'm going down conferences like, okay, who's been good for a while?
Yeah, 49. I think there aren't a conference of their own because 34 was next on the list. So 49 is a conference of their own.
So think old school. Think prosperity in like the 1910s, 20s, 30s. We've already got Michigan, where half of their achievements are back then.
See, that's why I thought
Notre Dame, same thing. Think, though.
See, that's why I thought Nebraska would be there if Oklahoma was there. We got Texas.
I got another guess if you want to forego.
You know what? I'm going to go.
Really think about this, though.
I'm going to go Florida.
No. Florida's not on the list. You, sir, have
struck out.
You have struck out.
All right, I got two strikes to you.
Why are you taking so much glee in this?
Because he likes our failure. Don't you understand it?
Right.
All right, hold on. I know I'm a slap for this place. It's old school. They won national championships before we had indoor plumbing. I give you the Black Knights of the Hudson, Army.
Army is the list with 24.
Okay.
24.
Now, I've hit my over-under. I'm good, right? All right. How many are left on this list? And I got two strikes to use.
You have 1, 2, 3, 4 left.
Okay. College Football Hall of Famers. Army's on this list. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Here's a school who had a ton of success when Michigan did in the 30s, in the 20s, along with an Army, along with a Notre Dame. What about Minnesota?
Minnesota is not on this list.
All right, Rico, who do you want me to use my last guest on so we can get the reveal and keep it moving?
Oh, I was thinking, what about UCLA?
The Sons of Westwood? Is that what you want to go with?
Evan wants to give a hint.
Okay, yes, please.
One is a rival of a school that you have already mentioned. A big-time rivalry that one Mike Valeni likes more than others.
Navy.
Oh, Navy.
Navy's on the list?
Navy's on the list with 22.
That rat-ass program that's wholly inferior to Army.
Roger Staubach.
And then I could be right. I think I'm right about this, but they also have a winged helmet.
Delaware State?
Yeah, close. You got to go back to like...
Well, MSU had a winged helmet.
Everybody did. It's how the helmets came.
Illinois had a winged helmet.
Think smart.
Stanford?
Keep going.
Princeton.
Oh,
come on.
Princeton has 21.
Yeah, and none since 1921.
Way back. Hey. You all also missed Tennessee with 22.
I never would have got to Tennessee. Guilty as charged. I never would have found my way there.
And one more.
Hold on. Is Pitt on the list?
Pitt is not on the list, but Yale is.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
with really?
24.
Now, look, I don't think, at least I speak for myself, I don't think I did that bad.
No, I said, what, 4.5, 3.5?
Here's what's crazy. The most recent Yale?
1927. Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
Well, that's what I'm like, okay. That's what I'm like. I thought Nebraska would be on there because Oklahoma.
Look, I like stuff like this, but a couple of those, I never would have found my way to Tennessee.
And not Miami. Like I just don't everybody think, in the NFL.
I don't think they have the depth of history.
No, remember, but Mike, for a second, they were half the league.
I know, but it's College Football Hall of Fame.
Right. They were.
You can be a college Hall of Famer without being an NFL player.
Exactly. No, but I'm saying in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, I figured they would at least crack 20 by then.
No. 248. No, I'm kidding. We're good. David, excellent. I like stuff like that. It's fun to mix it in. 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.